You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a big topic that's been coming up quite a lot is VR or virtual reality. And this is something that's becoming very much a hot topic, particularly in the gaming industry, it seems. And companies like Meta, so, you know, the company behind Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, they have gone into VR with their latest range of products, the Meta Quest headset. But I think it's fair to say that this is maybe a little bit lost on blind people. I know for me, as someone who's totally blind, I feel a bit confused and a bit, I guess, shut out of all this because, you know, it's very much a visual focus. But there is a company out there who were maybe looking to change that. I'm joined now by Olga Ivanova, who's the founder of VR Oxygen. Olga, thanks for joining us. Do you want to just tell us first about yourself and about VR Oxygen and what they do?
Thank you, Callum. Thank you for having me today. And hi, everybody. So VR Oxygen helps VR companies find VR users for VR playtesting and research, as well as organize and conduct VR accessibility testing or VR user testing remotely. We find people who own or have a reliable access to a VR headset and who belong to a target audience. So these can be people of very different profiles, which is very different for every particular VR game or experience. And speaking about accessibility in particular, we help find VR players to participate in studies about visual, physical, audio, and cognitive accessibility. And to say something about me, I've been active in VR since 2014 as a community builder and game creator.
So how can VR Oxygen help blind and partially sighted people get involved with this, get involved with the testing and the research into the accessibility of VR?
We'd love to have more blind people and people with low vision and total blindness get involved in these studies to help build accessible experiences. But right now it's somewhat chicken and the egg challenge because there are not many people with low vision who own a VR headset, and even less smaller number of people who are totally blind who own a headset because the headset is not accessible. But we were able to find people who own the headsets. And also, as I mentioned, some of the VR users, they were able to help their relatives who are blind and who are interested to participate.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see the challenge there, to be fair, because it's that catch-22 when accessibility isn't done from the start, isn't it? That people aren't going to have the equipment because it's not accessible, but then that makes it harder for actual research and testing and feedback to be given to the companies and to the developers. I guess one thing is, if there's someone who maybe is listening to this and is blind and they don't have a headset, but they have a family member or a partner or something that does, could that work for them? Could they still participate in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be amazing. And we had some people who offered this type of help and collaboration. Yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome. So definitely, if you own a VR headset or if you have a family member, a relative, or a friend who can help you access the VR headset and who can give you VR headset, yeah, definitely. You're very welcome to participate. There will be many different studies and tests in the future for everybody, for people with low vision, for totally blind users, and for legally blind users. But for right now, for this specific round, we are looking totally blind people who have access to a VR headset. I want to share a little bit about the process. First, you can sign up on the website, on our website, or for this specific study, if you can participate as a totally blind VR user, we have a specific link we can share. subscribepage.io/VR02blind study. So this will lead you directly to the sign up page. And the process is, so people submit this form. We get some information about their vision, and the game developers can see they fit the profile they're looking for. As I again said, we welcome everybody to join. Then the second step would be NDA, signing an NDA. There would be also a background check for this test. Then based on your availability, we would schedule a call, and the game developers will give you access to the latest version of the game to do remote tests from your home. It would be a live stream when you play the game live, sharing your VR view so that they can see what you see from a first person, and the game developers can observe what you play, so they can see your how you play. I mean, so they can see your behavior and understand if anything is confusing. Sometimes, you know, it's possible to see your reaction to understand if something is unclear or fun. And you would be communicating with people who work on this game while they observe what you do in VR. After the playtest, there is an interview to get your feedback, and usually a post-play survey. So the live stream test itself, this all is included in the live stream test. The post-play survey is separate. But the live stream test is about 1 hour and a half maximum, and sometimes less.
And that's good to know that this is a from home study as well. So there's not any to worry about getting to a specific location or, you know, working out things like that. This is all done from home as well.
Yeah, we will help with every step. No need to worry if you haven't done a live stream before. We have all the process ready for you to, we will assist you with this.
If people want to find out more about VR Oxygen in general and maybe want to get in contact, where can people go to find that?
You can go to our website, VROxygen.com. There are case studies. You can read about what we've done. And you are welcome to contact us. There is a contact email, or you can, I think the best would be if you have any questions and if you'd like to participate, but anything is unclear, just send me an email to Olga, O-L-G-A, at VROxygen.com.
There you go. If you're interested in helping to shape the future of VR accessibility, then this is definitely worth getting involved in. Olga from VR Oxygen, thanks so much for joining us on Connect Radio.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you for having me today.